Nonprofit Navigation, we call this segment. Thanks to guests on behalf of the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy and, yes, Executive Director Kyle Caldwell with a pretty cool opportunity to talk about some trends. Good morning to you, Kyle.
Good morning, and thanks for having me. Yeah. Well, you know, we wanted to talk about some nonprofit trends that are appearing on the landscape, and it really came to mind to me recently. I was at a hotel here in Lansing, rather, and we were watching the debates the other night, and it was a rough thing to watch, but yeah. It was interesting that, you know, they brought up the conversation about charitable vehicles that both both candidates have. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting with another person in the lobby of the hotel, and he said, you know, those 501c3 nonprofits, those guys get to collect 60% of that money and put it in their own pocket. And it was interesting because I was sitting there with four other nonprofit leaders, and I said, you know, this is a great opportunity to really talk about what nonprofits really are. And and he was really kind. The gentleman was willing to listen, and I talked to him about good stewardship of funds and how, in fact, that data is not right. And it just goes to this conversation of the trends that we're looking at about how nonprofits and the charitable sector operates, how donors give their funds, and how fundraisers work and nonprofits work, and the blurred lines between profit and for-profit organizations, and the changes in the public policy and advocacy space. And we think at the Johnson Center, we got to have this conversation because it's out in the community now among people who normally wouldn't think about a nonprofit organization, or at least how it works. Many people look at nonprofits and say, well, there they are. They're providing food to kids. They're providing, meals to seniors. They don't think about how it works. So we think it's really important to talk about these trends in the nonprofit sector and talk a little bit about the assumptions that are out there.
And hence, that becomes part of your programming as we expand our conversation. There is a lunch and learn coming up?
We are hosting a lunch and learn at the Johnson Center that's over in the Bicycle Factory on your route as you jog. And we're going to be talking about trends in the charitable sector, and our own Michael Moody, who is the Fry Family Philanthropy Chair at the Johnson Center, someone who's really been working to understand how the next generation of family philanthropy is going to be looking at their work. And we also have Michelle Whittle, who's with Grand Valley at the School of Public and Nonprofit Health Administration. And she's going to talk about the roles of nonprofits in government and how that interaction occurs and how we need to have really strong partnerships and understand how we need to communicate our value to lawmakers.
And your role is?
I get to play host. So I get to sort of choreograph the talent. So we do these brown bag lunches on a regular basis, and we try to make it open to the community and provide just opportunities for people to increase their understanding. And so on the 26th at 11:30 to 1 p.m., we're going to be hosting a lunch and learn at the Johnson Center on the second floor.
How does one sign up for this?
You go to johnsoncenter.org. It's real easy. And you can either register online or just show up. We even allow you to just sort of walk in.
Now, does brown bag mean I bring my own lunch?
It'd be great. And, we provide some limited stuff, but it is brown bag. It's one of the ways that we can provide the talent and the resources to have the conversation without burdening the organization with the cost of food.
Let's spend a little more time, Kyle, talking about trends. I'll jump down to the 9 trends in the Threads report?
Yeah, we had an interesting opportunity in Michigan to bring international nonprofit called Independent Sector. I serve on their board. And it's essentially a big table where large and small nonprofits from across the world come together to understand their critical issues. And we hosted a conversation in Detroit and several other cities across the country, including New York and San Francisco, and just asked people, what are you seeing as the trends for the nonprofit sector? And they came up with some very interesting insights. There were three assumptions that we walked into this conversation thinking that this would be a way to host the conversation. And number one is that there's this whole idea of inequality in how we look at income and how we look at the environment, where those of limited means have a different life expectation, lifestyle than those of more affluent means. And we're just seeing that sort of friction, that there's a greater ethnic diversity. You know, the demographics are changing across the world, and especially in communities, and that technology is really transforming the way we live. So based on those assumptions, we wanted to understand how that is impacting community and through nonprofits. So three things came out that was really fun. One of them is that we are not operating through institutions anymore. We operate through swarms. And it's where people can now self-organize, either through Facebook or through Twitter, and they can mobilize to different causes. And we see this internationally. I mean, the Arab Spring would not have been the Arab Spring without the internet. I mean, that's how people communicate and organize. The second one is that we're seeing business and philanthropy being blurred, that people want to do well while doing good. And so they don't see a difference between the job they do and the philanthropy that they provide in community. And the third one is that there are just sort of all new models out there for how we think about the nonprofit sector. So the Zuckerberg Chan Challenge right now, one of the largest gifts ever made, he's making it to a for-profit organization, but its only cause is to do good. It is not about building widgets. So these trends and these assumptions are really changing the way that we're looking at the nonprofit sector. And we're really excited to see how we at the Johnson Center and others are helping nonprofits adjust.
Been talking nonprofits on a monthly basis with experts on behalf of the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy. Executive Director Kyle Caldwell with us. Spend a moment or so talking about the rise in nonprofit performance measurements, perhaps as a trend?
Absolutely. It is not enough for donors to feel good about giving to institutions and assuming that there's good works. They want to see that there's actual outcomes. They want to see that there's actual differences being made in communities. And we're seeing that increasingly among individual donors, foundations, and government, where you're seeing pay for performance issues, where government says, we want this outcome, we'll pay for it, but only if you deliver. Versus we'll give a block of money and hope that you can deliver. You're seeing a lot more performance measures when we look at data. People want to see, show me the cause that you're focused on. Show me the data that says you make a difference, and show me how that difference is being measured in the long term. So those expectations need to be reflected in the way nonprofits operate. And so we're doing a lot of work on performance measurement, giving organizations data. This is really the core work of our Community Research Institute that has done so much great evaluation research and data collection work in this community.
Any conversation on changes in public policy?
I think we're going to see quite increased interest in philanthropy and nonprofits, as we always do at the change of an administration. They see nonprofits as a vehicle for change. They see a partnership. How they communicate about how that partnership should be implemented is always different. If it's, Secretary Clinton, she's been very clear about how she wants to gauge the nonprofit sector, how she wants to expand volunteerism and national service. If it's Mr. Trump, he's been very clear that he sees that income and wealth is something that can be both accumulated but also distributed, and he has a very traditional approach to how he thinks about foundations and philanthropy. Either way, we're going to see the nonprofit community have a conversation with these administrations about how they want to move forward.
Next time we talk, that decision will have been made, Kyle.
Absolutely.
That's a reality check. Lastly, advocacy of the nonprofit sector on a macro level. What's this mean?
Well, we're really seeing that it is easy for us to have these conversations, as we just did about these presidential elections, and talk about the broad, big picture of how philanthropy and government ought to work together. It's at the shoe leather community level, though, that we really see the difference. So helping nonprofits understand, especially those that take public funding, and a third of all nonprofits operate on some type of public funding, that their stewardship role, responsibility, is to inform policymakers about how those funds are being used. It's not just about asking for more money. It's about telling them that with these public resources invested in the nonprofit community, you can expect these types of results, and really expressing not only stewardship but need. And really, there's we've got to get more comfortable with that, given that there is an increased expectation on metrics. There's an increased expectation on every dollar being used well. Mm-hmm. And nonprofits can't just assume that policymakers will distribute funds without answers to those very important questions.
How's Dorothy?
She's great. Dottie Johnson is great. She is a champion stalwart of the field. And as she said, she's graduated from all her jobs, and she's enjoying retirement.
Details one more time, if you would, of the upcoming free learning opportunity.
We have our Lunch and Learn, which will be Trends in the Charitable Sector with Michael Moody and Michelle Whittle, and it'll be on the 26th, 11:30 to 1 o'clock at the Johnson Center in the Bicycle Factory on the second floor,
where you will discuss trends in the charitable sector. JohnsonCenter.org for more information. Kyle, thanks to you.
Thank you.